This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
6:11 at The Show for Thursday, the 22nd day of June. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Oh, man, it's a busy day. Busy couple of days in here. All these big, slick guests coming through the studio.
Look at that. I see the big backdrop getting set up. Shaylee's doing her nails.
You know somebody's in studio. Shaylee's working on her nails.
Cameras are getting ready. Cameras are getting installed. I feel like we're going to have a big day here at the show. What's going on? People are coming by.
Well, we've got Sam Levine, who I loved on Freaks and Geeks. He's coming into Kansas City tomorrow for Big Slick. So we're going to chat with him early this morning because he had to get up early. So 6:45 for Sam Levine. Then cool. Just after that, Cassie Joy, who's a Smithville native. You just saw her on The Voice. Now she's busy in Nashville starting her big singing career. Cassie Joy is in town because she's singing the national anthem tomorrow night.
Yeah, fantastic.
At the Big Slick game. So Cassie's going to be in studio, play Beat Shazam with us. And then just after 8, David Cook, American Idol, Blue Springs native, is going to stop by. He's got a brand new single that drops tomorrow, and Sweet. He's also at Big Slick.
Ah, ooh. Fantastic. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love this. What a day today.
I know it.
It's our jobs will be easy.
Just sit back and enjoy the guests.
I just push buttons like this and talk about what's coming up here. Like 10 items or less that Jen's going to start the show with today.
The Jackson County Parks and Rec Department announced the county's massive 4th of July fireworks show at Longview Lake is not happening this year. They're saying budget is the reason for the cancellation. Instead, the county says they'll be putting the event on hold to focus on other events, including this year's 30th annual Christmas in the Park celebration. And the comments I saw on this on Facebook, people are not happy.
No, you don't cancel a fireworks show.
It's their fireworks.
I don't care.
There are fireworks shows about every 10 miles in this town.
It's
on
true.
4th of July. You'll find somewhere.
Go hang out in Wyandotte County for a few minutes. They're everywhere. Everywhere.
Big Bob's backyard fireworks display is about to get fired up now.
I saw that one that just is opening up off I-35.
What? Oh,
yeah,
really?
They already. I mean, it's not set up, but the tent is up. Like,
yeah.
They're primed and ready. President Trump has a package on the way. CBS's Late Late Show host James Corden sent nearly 300 copies of the 1993 film Philadelphia to Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Corden says he was motivated after hearing that 6 members of the president's HIV/AIDS council resigned because they felt Trump just doesn't care about the subject. The movie, of course, won Tom Hanks an Oscar for his portrayal of a man fired from his job because he had AIDS. Corden also gave Trump's Florida address to his viewers, urging them to also send a copy if they have one lying around.
Nice.
A valedictorian whose speech was deemed too critical by his Pennsylvania school can thank Jimmy Kimmel for being allowed to finish it. Wyoming area high school administrators shut off Peter Butera's mic on graduation day after he openly criticized them and the student government. Butera accused the administration of stifling student growth and said student government was not taken seriously. While the 18-year-old gave the rest of his address this week on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Kimmel praised Butera's speech and encouraged him to keep being a pain in the ass in college, too. By the way, Butera is headed to Villanova. I think things are going to be all right for him.
Sure.
And a thief in Texas got a little more than he bargained for when his plot to steal DVDs from a Walmart was thwarted by Batman. Fort Worth police officer Damon Cole wore a full Batman outfit to a children's safety fair when he was by the store. He got the theft call. Man attempted to steal 4 DVDs worth less than $100. The officer let him off with a citation and a few jokes for trying to steal the Lego Batman movie.
Nice.
That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
People are ready to answer this completely awful Jen's impossible question.
A study says these are the germiest things in a restaurant. And I'm telling you from experience, they probably are.
Kim in Kansas City, good morning. What do we not want to find out about these restaurants here?
Hello, what do you think?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your guess?
Oh, hi. Menus.
Ooh, great guess, not the right answer.
That's a good one, yeah. Right.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Mitch, Noble Park, what is your guess here on the dirtiest thing in the restaurant?
Hello, what do you think?
Having trouble today, Mitch, hello?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Lemons.
What is it?
Lemons.
Lemons. No.
I thought he said women. Depends on what restaurant you go to, my friend, I guess.
What are the germiest things in a restaurant? And I worked in a lot of restaurants for a long time, and I don't remember actually cleaning these. We touch them a lot, and I tell you, they stick around forever on the table because you have to refill them.
Uh-huh.
And so the same ones are getting used a long time.
Excuse
women.
Me, chills.
No.
Okay. All right. Teresa in Bonner Springs, what are the dirtiest things in restaurants?
Boy, we have a terrible delay this morning.
Yeah, are we just having a bad
day?
Hi. Hi, Teresa. What's your guess?
Salt and pepper shakers.
Nope, not it. But you're
really
close.
Right?
It would be right next to those.
Okay. Sherry in Raytown. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi there. What's your guess?
Condiment.
Could you be more specific with a condiment?
Ketchup bottles?
Yes!
Yes.
The old ketchup bottles. And I'm telling you, we just used to marry them at the end of the night. So if you had, you know, two that were half full, you marry them together. But I don't remember ever washing them.
I don't
remember
cleaning them.
Got it.
Didn't they be around forever and have just old dirty ketchup from other people's tables?
Who wants to go to lunch and get french fries?
Oh, yay. Gross.
Just take
some
wipes.
I'm going to start bringing my own.
Well, you got it. So we're going to send you out to Union Station this Saturday night to see Anderson East, all right?
All right, thank you so much.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's Big Slick Week on The Show. Sam Levine from Freaks and Geeks.
One of my favorite geeks on that show. I love him. Also in Inglourious Basterds. And he's returning. He's come to Big Slick many years and coming back this weekend.
Joins us here on The Show. How about that? Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, it's all going on. We're so close to Big Slick now, I can taste it.
You're coming here. You should be on your way pretty quick.
I'm coming in, I think, tomorrow. I have no idea what day it is anymore. It's much too early for thinking.
Yeah, we don't either.
That's all right. You going to be softball ready? You all set for that?
I'm always ready for softball. You know, I've been running my drills.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting some training. I'm very excited. I'm very ready. I think it's going to be a very fun game.
I believe I saw what you're referring to as training with you in a video of Johnny Knoxville. Is that what you mean by training?
Yeah, that's true a few years ago. And here's what happens. If you are going to attempt to stretch, do not do so when that man is anywhere within 1,000 yards of you. Because he will take advantage of the situation.
Wait, I didn't see what happened. Did you get goosed? What happened?
No, I laid down to stretch out my hammies. And Knoxville decides he wants to park himself right on my face.
Well,
there you go.
And you're both back this weekend, so, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen.
You never know with him. He's such a wild card. I don't feel safe around him, and I wish someone would look into that. Can we call the authorities?
I'm sure Gloria Rudd will be all over that. She'll make sure everybody's safe.
I really hope so. She's the best.
You know, I never gave much thought to what the rooming situation is. Do you get your own room, or do you have to share with somebody else? Like,
I am happy to report that we, for the most part, all get our own room.
That's good.
I would not survive the night if I had to room with Knoxville.
You're not bunking up with Stone Street at his parents' house?
No, but I think we should start doing that, quite frankly. That's not a bad idea.
No.
I think whoever got you into the Big Slick should host you at their parents' house. You
know? Ah, then that would be Mr. Rob Riggle.
Riggle, okay. See, there we go. Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
His sister's still here. There you go. You could stay at her place.
Yeah.
Great. All right. You guys set it up. I'll just show up.
We'll make it happen.
Perfect. Sure. Perfect. We can do that.
We had Will Forte on the show a couple of days ago, and he said, and I quote, "It's well acknowledged that I'm the sexiest of the Big Slick guests." Do you agree?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
You agree with that statement?
Yeah, no, it is well acknowledged. I mean, we've all discussed it, and there is no doubt that he is the sexiest of the Big Slick guests. I mean, look at that beard.
Yeah.
You know who's not growing that beard? Vanderbeek.
No.
That's true. And Vanderbeek was very quick to jump on that train as well, saying that Will is the sexiest. Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no argument. Pencils down. The contest is over. Forte is the sexiest. There are just some things that are the way they are.
And on a slightly more serious note, we've been asking people, like, obviously our guys have the Kansas City connection, the Stone Street, all these guys who are Kansas City natives. You're not from here, so why does a guy like you take the time to come here this weekend to help Children's Mercy?
Because it is the most noble cause that I know of, that I am lucky enough to have a role participating in year after year. Children's Mercy Hospital and what they do there is so important and so incredible. And when these guys put this thing together and invited me to come and help raise awareness, raise some money, and make sure that Children's Mercy gets to keep doing all the wonderful things they're doing, there was no way I was going going to say no. I am so blown away. Every year we come there, we visit the hospital, we see the doctors, the nurses, the kids, their families, and where all of this money goes and who it helps. And it is the most incredible thing, and I'm so lucky to be a part of it.
Nice. But it was Riggle that pulled you in, because everybody said it was Paul Rudd. It seems like everybody threw down Paul Rudd. But how did Riggle get you snagged into Big Slick?
Riggle got me through a former Big Slicker who has just been too busy, I guess, the last couple of years, Horatio Sands.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, Horatio was there, I think, the first 2 or 3 years. And so when they were way back in 2011, for my first Big Slick, Horatio said to Riggle, you got to get Levine. And Riggle said, yeah, absolutely. I love Levine, and I've known Rob for years. And so he was the man who invited me, and I've been lucky enough to get that invitation from him every year.
Very cool. Sam Levine coming to Big Slick, and we're going to see you out there at Kauffman Stadium on Friday afternoon, my man.
Absolutely. I can't wait. I'm gonna hit a couple dingers for you, I promise.
All right, do it. All right, buddy. Hey, take care. We'll see you out here on Friday, okay?
All right, can't wait. Thanks so much, guys.
Big Slick Week on the show continues now.
Yep, it's Thursday morning, and we've got a special guest in studio.
Cassie Joy from Smithville.
Hey, hey.
What's up? What's up? Oh, you have our trick mic stand over there.
I got it.
Got it?
Shaylee actually doesn't care that Cassie Joy's here. It's more important.
I mean, I do. I love you, but I tweeted her this morning and said, hey, just saying, Danny could stop by too. Her puppy.
Her puppy's here. My dad talked me into it. He's the one that told me. He's like,
oh, really?
He lives on Twitter now. He's like,
oh, I think
such
he liked
teenager.
My tweet.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, Shaylee said that you need to bring Danny. And I was like, do you think she's serious? Well, better put your shirt on, Danny. And
that's great.
Now, Danny's like the mascot because you take him everywhere.
Everywhere. He's my child.
That's awesome.
It's pathetic,
and
really.
He travels well. He does all that very well.
Yeah, he loves to travel. He loves the car. I wish you guys could see him right now.
He's so chill.
Well, actually, they can. We're going to video this. We'll put this up on the Facebook
hi.
Later. Hey, hey. All right.
You were just showing us his great tricks a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, he's not really trained. He has like one cool thing he can do.
Shoot
otherwise,
him with your fingers.
He's pathetic.
Mm-hmm. What is it? You're running around going bang, bang, and he falls down, plays dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's adorable.
Stupid Pet Tricks with Cassie Joy, everybody. Yeah.
So you've been busy. You've been in Nashville, but you're coming back here for Big Slick to sing the national anthem.
Yes, I've been so excited. Yeah, so I get to do the anthem and O Canada. So it's super fun to get to do both anthems because
nice.
I do have a lot of fans up in Canada as well. So they get really excited about that. So I'm pumped.
And you know who's going to be there? You know, Paul Rudd's going to be there.
That's who I'm like freaking out about.
I know.
And Eric Stone Street. All of them. I'm like all of those guys are like my favorite comedians ever. And I hope I get to meet them.
I told Shaylee, because we'll be down on the field for the celebrity softball game, and I go, we have to somehow be there with a camera and arrange it for Cassie to come out and meet Paul Rudd, and we have to capture it on
video. You will lose your mind, I'm assuming.
I will cry.
Well, we'll get it on video. Don't worry.
Yeah. Save the tears. We want it on video.
Yeah. I'm crying right now.
Come out with us.
It's too late.
She's actually getting emotional.
That's going to be me when I meet Weird Al. I'm going to lose my mind because I'm obsessed with Weird Al. So I'm going to freak out. Mm-kay. Joey loves Will Forte, so he's going to be all over him.
Yep.
We're all fangirling over somebody.
Laura Murano from Austin and Alley.
Dawson is going to be there.
Know. Yeah. James Vanderbeek. So it's going to be a big night for everybody.
We've all got something, so.
Now, do you get nervous, like, to get out there and sing in front of Kauffman Stadium? Is that scary to you?
You know, it's not the crowd. It's the song. It's the words.
Yes.
I get every time I'm like, this is, now I'm going to jinx myself, but I'm like, this is the time I'm going to forget the lyrics because I never have before.
No, don't say that.
This is the one. This is the time. It's going to be all over YouTube. And
it's a hard song to sing.
Yeah. Oh, Canada is actually way easier, so I get way less nervous for that one.
The only words I know to that one are, oh, Canada.
Canada. Right. Me too.
So if you screwed up, nobody would know.
Right. Yeah.
Toronto won't care.
It's only Jose Bautista. We don't care.
Yeah,
right.
No. He doesn't matter.
Saw on Facebook that you got together with your old voice mates, that
yes.
you guys were able to finally kind of do a little get-together duet there.
Yeah, with no battle feelings. It was just, let's sing together. There's
right,
no winner
right.
or loser. We're hanging out at my house.
No hard feelings.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun. And we... I texted her like an hour before. I was like, let's do Delta Dawn. She was like, okay. And she came over and we had never, I mean, we didn't really rehearse it or anything and just kind of
went with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It worked
Very cool.
out, and it's going well. People are liking it. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you.
And you've been practicing your songs for Beat Shazam.
I was literally playing Beat Shazam with myself last night with no music on. Like, I was literally like, I had the tiger. Got it. Like, too much. Literally, with that song, I was like, I got it. I got it.
True to you, I have to play that now.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, dang.
And then I'm still not
going
to get it. So I'm going to be like, what is that? NSYNC?
Because coming up next,
that's me.
We will play Beat Shazam with Cassie.
Yes, we will.
And we have prizes to give away. Lord tickets. Lord coming to Sprint Center next March. So if you want to win those Lord tickets, you'll have to pick who you want to play along with here on the show.
All right. So be listening for your chance. We're going to do that very next. Cassie, you hang out with us for 1 second.
All right.
Everybody, boys.
You and the puppy. Stay here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what the pup is finding underneath this counter. There's stuff that's been
We're
here
not
for
responsible.
10 years.
Nothing he's never had before.
Oh, it's peanut butter. We'll be right back after this.
Shazam!
Shazam!
The Shazam Game.
Shazam!
Only on the show.
Okay, here we are with Cassie Joy, the special in-studio guest today, playing the Shazam Game, along with Jen, Joey, and Shaylee.
All right, we've got four contestants lined up on the phones. Jackie, Megan, Ashley, and Kyle are all attached to one of us, so whoever wins... We're winning for them. They're going to go see Lord.
I've got a secret weapon. I'm holding the puppy.
I'm hoping the puppy's a distraction for you. I got to be honest.
Cassie, you've been practicing.
Yes, I've been challenging myself with no music.
Just singing songs in your head.
Yeah, all right. Guessing them.
All right.
You guys ready?
Okay,
ready.
Here's Shazam Game song number one.
But we unleash the lion.
Yeah,
totally Joey.
It was Jeremy from Pearl Jam.
Sorry, you might need to bleep me a couple times.
Because he, what did you say something?
No, I didn't, okay. If you didn't hear it.
maybe you should hit the dump button, I don't know. Jeremy Pearl Jam, yes. Hey. Joey once got drunk and sang that at a wedding.
That's true.
I got drunk and sang Even Flow at a wedding, true.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad. Yes, my bad. All right, Shazam Game song number two.
The taste.
Johnny
Cash, walk the line.
Sweet.
Ring of fire, Johnny Cash.
Dang it.
It's Ring of Fire.
One heart.
Ring of Fire, folks.
Did Cassie get credit
Thank
for
you,
that?
Tootsies.
All right.
Judges, I think we all agree Cassie
wins. Yeah. Her fiancé says yes.
Right?
Never going to hear the end of this.
I just thought you said Beyoncé said yes. I was like, Beyoncé's here. Oh, right. Beyoncé.
You're cool, too.
She's back in the green room, Beyoncé. We're making her wait.
Yeah, she's waiting for
me. One for Cassie, one for Joey.
Song number three.
Tina Turner.
What's love got to do with it?
Yes!
I don't even know. That's the only part I know.
That's right. All you needed to know.
I only knew because you said Tina Turner. I was like, it's not Proud Mary, and the only other song I know is What's Love Got to Do with It.
Oh my gosh, that's good. All right.
Two for Cassie.
Cassie's got two now.
Joey.
Here's song number four.
Holding on to
David Cook, Time of My Life.
Yes!
I did the whole thing.
David Cook will be live in studio here in about 35 minutes, by the way.
See, I told you it was subversive. Every song means a little something today, it seems like.
Oh, okay.
Well, except for Tina Turner. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
What does love have to do with it?
I just picked that because it was
funny. Yeah, what does love have to do with it?
All right, song number five.
I was running from my brother
I don't know what this is called.
Oh, my God. Castle on the Hill, Ed Sheeran.
Trudon knows I don't know that one.
That's
because we played it
but
the other
But you tried
day.
So hard.
I heard this new Ed Sheeran song over the weekend. I don't know what it was.
No diggity. I'm telling you, he stole right from Blackstreet. Two for Cassie, Joy. Two for Shaylee. One for Joey. I'm pulling in at zero.
Shaylee comes back with two quick wins. Here's song number six.
Big Pimpin'.
Yeah!
It's Cassie Joy with three.
Beyonce is actually here.
Now she's here.
Jay-Z's Big Pimpin' for Cassie.
Yes.
Cassie in the lead. What's the meaning behind that one?
It's my theme song.
That's for me.
Oh, right, sorry.
Big Slickin' is
Big
what that's
slickin'.
For.
Yeah.
I like it. All
Here
right.
is song number seven.
Jen, are you going to be my girl?
Yes, it is.
Joey killing it.
Are you going to be my girl?
All right, where do we stand
Cassie
right now?
Cassie has three, Shaylee has two, Joey has two.
All right, let's do one more here, one more special one, the Beat Shazam Game.
Tiger!
Oh! I finally get one.
Cassie! can flip this table over.
That was the one she'd specifically been playing for.
But that still leaves you the winner, Cassie Joy, with three, which means Jackie is the winner of the tickets to see Lorde at Sprint Center next March.
Yay. Jackie, congratulations.
Oh, take me with
so
you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Cassie. You are totally pimping.
Thank you. I know.
Jackie, where are you calling from this morning?
Just got to work.
Just got to work where?
Veradiv in Edwardsville.
Oh, perfect.
All right, cool. Well, you're excited for Lorde next year?
Oh, my gosh, so much.
Yeah. You love Cassie Joy? You want to say hi to her?
Hi, Cassie.
Hi. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
She'll be singing the national anthem tomorrow night before the Royals game, right after the Big Slick Celebrity Softball game.
All right, Cassie, good to see you as always.
You guys, too. My heart is racing. I'm so excited about my big win.
The adrenaline's
pumping. What are we going to do after this? Where are we celebrating?
It's a big party here.
I think it's IHOP time or something, right? Yes. You get breakfast. Yeah, there you go.
We appreciate you getting up early and coming in, and we'll see you tomorrow. We'll make this meeting between you and Paul Rudd happen.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be amazing.
I can't wait.
And thanks for bringing your puppy in.
Yeah, he loves it, obviously.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's Shaley with the All Access.
So Simon Cowell put together a supergroup for the devastating Grenfell Tower in London, The Fire.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So Liam Payne, Louis Tomlinson, Jerry Halliwell, Nile Rodgers, Rita Ora, Jessie J. There's a ton of celebrities. They actually did went to the studio and did Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Waters. And they're going to sell it on iTunes, and all the proceeds are going to go to the victims' families.
That's pretty cool.
About
Simon and Garfunkel?
Yeah, and they were just about a half mile away from where the tower killed 79 people. Will Ferrell was flattered to hear that Brad Pitt watches his movies with his kids.
Once again, you're always very flattered when artists come to you. Brad Pitt is another guy who's just like, I can't tell you how many of your movies I've just sat and we've watched with the kids.
Yeah.
And we equally are just sharing a laugh. I think for a family to connect, I know it's the same with my kids, to have an experience where you connect with the humor together, it's really special.
And a few celebrities are partying today. Carson Daly, anyone want to take a guess how old he is?
Carson Daly, I'm going to say 46.
Ooh, 43.
44. Cindy Lauper is 64, and Meryl Streep is 68 today.
And my Cindy Lauper accent, it's only 6 months old, but hey, I'm Cindy Lauper.
And that's your all access.
Oh.
That turned into a weird New Jersey kind of thing.
That was weird.
Like that.
I was almost Peter Griffin and Cindy Lauper at the same time.
Big Slick Week on the show continues now.
I really wish our conversation for the past 10 minutes had been on air because David Cook got in here and the morning's just been hopping already.
Yeah.
I think I broke him.
Actually, I think I did record it on the GoPro.
Okay, good.
Just kidding. I don't know. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking up dog pictures right now.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Shaylee's like, what kind of dogs do you have? Where are they? Did you bring them in?
Yeah. I didn't.
Cassie Joy brought her puppy in.
I know. I'm slipping. There's our Scotty. There's Dubs.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Come on.
See?
Cutest pet contest.
Oh, my
we
gosh.
We just had that.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So I love Scotty.
Let's just talk about dogs.
Yeah, forget Big Slick. Forget your new thing. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Whatever. Kind of looks like Chewbacca, like the mask.
Yeah, a little bit.
But the dogs didn't even come to Kansas City, right?
No, they did not. They stayed at home in Nashville and... They're happier that way. They don't like traveling as much.
You guys drove in yesterday from Nashville?
We drove in yesterday. Went out. My brother just turned 30.
Mm-hmm.
So we took him out last night. We went to the beer kitchen.
Oh, nice.
Down
great.
Here.
Yeah.
Had an awesome dinner and went back to my folks' house and crashed. And now I'm here.
And you are going to practice today, right? You're going to the batting cage?
I talked about this off air. I felt like at some point I should probably prep for the softball game tomorrow.
Well,
so I'm going to take my nephews out to a batting cage today and brave the 95-degree heat and see if I can't figure this thing out.
You got to get in training mode, man.
Yeah. At some point.
Although,
right?
I'll tell you, because we've had most of the Big Slick celebrities on our show this week, and almost all of them say they have no athletic ability. Like, they say that's just not their thing. They tried out for teams when they were growing up. They're not athletic. So,
based on last year, a few of them are short selling themselves. It was more competitive last year than I think I anticipated going in.
Yeah.
Which I like. I'm like uber competitive. So I figure I'll come a few years and then I'll start showing that side of myself, or I just get mad when somebody messes up. You know what I mean?
You knocked a home run last year.
Yeah, I did. I did. And my favorite part of last year was I hit the home run, then I go back up to the plate feeling real good about myself, and then I pulled a hamstring.
Oh, no.
Stop while you're ahead, man.
My goal this year is just to remain healthy and not on IR. So
they're like, that'll teach you, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
But you had the Chewbacca mask last year.
I did.
You had the benefit of the mask.
Yeah, I think we talked about this. It allowed me to focus in, I think. So we'll have to figure out another mask or something this year.
Well, and I had a Darth Vader mask I was going to bring in. We have a giraffe onesie you could have worn. I had all kinds of options.
I don't know about that giraffe onesie. I'm not sure on that one.
That might restrict his movement.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
would it help if I bring a puppy?
Always. Okay. Yeah. See, now we're back on dogs. I like
this.
Sorry.
This
is good. It all
this is good. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So you'll be out there tomorrow night, and then do you do everything Saturday, the bowling tournament, the auction, you're at everything?
Yeah, I kind of jumped in head first last year. They were nice enough to have me out, and I loved it. So this has kind of been circled on the calendar since. So, yeah, I'll doing the bowling, doing the softball, watching the Royals game, doing all the hospital visits I get to perform on Saturday night at the
show. Oh, that's fantastic.
So I'm excited.
We talked to Will Forte because he and Sudeikis did an REO Speedwagon karaoke song last year.
So good.
And so, you know, this year I said, well, you know, are you going to perform this year? And he goes, well, the fallback is that we sing a very graceful version of Falling Slowly. So just know that he and Sudeikis have that in the can, apparently.
I think after the first year, I just now know to keep my phone just like on standby at all times. That was magical last year. It was so good.
Was it last year that you did the Prince cover, or has that been a couple years now?
That was last year, because last year was my first year.
Oh, okay.
So, I did Prince last year, and I'm going to try something this year. I'm nervous about it, because I haven't done it this way yet. So this will be like a world premiere of whatever this is.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out Monday morning, then. Right? And then, you know, make some headlines there. I like that.
Yeah.
Tell us about the new single, because you just sent us the new single. It's not out today. It's out tomorrow, right?
It's out tomorrow, yeah. New single's Give Me Heartbreak. Serendipitous, you know, it comes out during Big Slick weekend. So, I had recorded this a few months ago, and just really excited about the song. You know, the trigger word for all of this is new. I mean, it's new sound, new energy, new direction, new vibe, new all that. And the song, wrote it real quick. It was like a 20-minute write, which usually
really
projects good things, hopefully. Knock on wood in a Batman
like
mask.
A fake wood somewhere here.
Yeah. So, really excited about it, and had a chance to play it live a few times back in May. We played at the Voodoo Lounge when we came through. So, got great response. I just broke your chair, and we'll see.
Does it scare you when a song comes so easy like that?
Yeah.
Presumably, and you're like, oh gosh, I don't know. Maybe I should go back and look at this again.
Yeah, because it means it's either really good or really bad. Right. So we're either releasing a really good song or a really bad song. How's that for a sales pitch?
Hey, right? There you go. Right? Yeah.
I'm just hearing it for the first time because we literally just got it a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we got it in email. Let's take a listen real quick. It's a reaction. You're like the drug inside my vein. Another weapon distraction. One more shot of Novocaine. You're death in a black dress. I'm the puppet that's hanging from your string. You're my favorite madness. No, I don't wanna change a thing. Give me the heartbreak. Give me the heartbreak. Bring on the hurt. Put in the work, baby. Don't try to fight it. David Cook's new single, Give Me Heartbreak. It's out tomorrow.
You will not find four people with more diverse musical taste than the four of us. Mm-hmm. I'm in. Shaylee,
yeah. I like it.
I'm in. Yeah, that's great.
Joey,
so everybody listening in Kansas City has to let me know what they say after I leave. But so far,
no.
We're good.
No, really. It's got
thank
a good,
you very much.
Sexy vibe. I like it.
Yeah.
Do you still get a little butterflies when you're about to, like, kind of give birth to a new song and you're going, man, this is about to hit the public consciousness and what's going to happen to it?
I'm a little nauseous right now. I'm glad I didn't know you were going to play it right that second. So I think anytime we put out new music, it's nerve-wracking just because it's such a personal experience. I think going through the writing and recording process, you feel like you have to put so much of yourself into these songs in order to make them feel genuine, and then all of a sudden it's just like, hey, everybody listen to this and judge it and me. And
Here's a piece of myself I'm going to lay bare to you in front of the world.
You know, I try to make sure, like, before anybody else hears a song, that it's kind of passed my litmus test. I figure if I'm cool with it, then at least one other person's going to be okay with it. Yeah. So that may be my mom. But
no, I was just going to say our text line's going crazy.
All right.
5038. Thank you so much for having David Cook on. Love this new single.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. You can
Thanks,
text
Dad.
Us.
Appreciate it.
You recognize that number.
Yeah, that's your nephew.
All right. Well, hey, man, we certainly appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely.
And thanks for giving us a little peek there behind the window of the song, and wish you all the best tomorrow.
Thank you very much. And I just want to say, you know, to everybody listening, support Big Slick, support Children's Mercy Hospital. You know, having a chance to have done it last year, and I'm fortunate enough to get to do a few charity events throughout the year, and rarely do you get to see tangible proof that what the organization represents is pious and doing amazing. I mean, that is such an awesome place doing awesome things. So please support them, support Big Slick, and come out and have a good time this weekend.
I think one of the easiest ways to do that at this point is to go to charliehustleshop.com, and you can buy that limited edition Big Slick t-shirt, which is a really great shirt, and the money goes to Children's Mercy.
Absolutely. Yes. What she said.
David Cook, we will see you tomorrow night at Kauffman Stadium.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for waking up early to come by, man.
Right on. I got to go try on masks.
There you go. Hit that. He's going to hit the batting cage.
Fantastic.
He's off. All right. Give Me Heartbreak, the new single that's out tomorrow on all the places, right? The Apples and Spotify's and everything.
All of them.
All of them.
It's all over the everywhere.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
DeMario Jackson, the guy who got a little dirty with Corinne during filming of Bachelor in Paradise, is done with the show. Sources close to DeMario tell TMZ he suffered from anxiety over the scandal after living under a cloud of suspicion for a week. They say he's even started seeing a therapist. Now, the rest of the cast from Bachelor in Paradise is returning to Mexico to resume filming. The show got permission to film Wednesday. They say they will resume filming season 4 this weekend. Production had stopped June 7th after a producer reported an alleged sexual encounter between Corinne and DeMario. The two had been drinking. Corinne alleges she was way too drunk to consent. Lorde, on track to earn her first number one album on the Billboard 200 album sales chart. Industry insiders are forecasting the green light singer's new album, Melodrama, is on pace to debut at number one, with first week sales predicted to be about 80 or 90,000 units. You can win tickets to see Lorde at Sprint Center here on the show tomorrow morning. I like this song. We ordered different drinks
at the same bars. I like that album. Have you heard it yet?
I haven't heard anything other than this one.
Yet? Oh, man, it's good. I listened to it back to front the other day. Or front to back, whatever that is.
Always front to back. Always front to back.
I gotta think. How do I? Okay, good.
But I like her because when she was on, was it the Grammys performing? Whatever show I saw her, she's so good live. Like, she sounds just as good live as she does on the album. And you don't see that very much anymore.
Right, exactly.
And she's,
that'd be a good show at Sprint next year.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian West's makeup line sold out in under 3 hours, raking in over $14 million. The new makeup line includes a cream contour and highlight kit, which costs $48. The kits come in 4 different shades. They have shiny and matte options. Last year, Kardashian earned over $45 million, earning her a spot on Forbes' list of 100 highest-earning celebrities. She comes out with makeup, sells out in 3 hours.
She can do anything.
That's it. Here's some lip gloss. My name's on it. Buy it. That's it. Here's a
bajillion
shirt.
Bajillion bucks.
My name's on it. Buy it.
Hand it over.
It's so easy
for
them. It's your entertainment news for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda. Right.
David Cook and Cassie Joy's fans are the most loyal people I have ever seen.
Yes, right? They're fantastic.
We had them both in studio this morning, and Twitter, our text line, Facebook, everything on social media blew up. Talking about his new single, Gimme Heartbreak, which I thought was great. And
I love the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get a sneak peek first play of it, too.
And the fact that all four of us agreed it was a good song is a very rare thing.
Right. You know, David Cook and Cassie Joy, Kansas City Chiefs fans, I feel like we're all great. Unfortunately, a survey out says the Chiefs fans are the worst in the NFL, and that is a load of crap, Jen.
Worst,
have you seen this?
Worst how?
It says that they're the worst fan base when it comes to the social media and blah, blah, blah. It's total junk.
Were we not the loudest stadium in the world?
I know, right? Did the commissioner of the NFL not just come out and say that we're playing on national television six times this season? Because we've got a great fan base?
Maybe in the fine print it said, this survey done by New England Patriots fans.
Well, he said that what they did was they took a look at the NFL fan base and the branding analysis of the teams. The Chiefs end up dead last, 32 out of 32 teams, 29th in fan equity, 32nd in social media, 29th in how they represent on the road. I don't think that's right at all.
Let me explain that survey. Maybe we're not on our phones doing social media because we're actually watching the game.
Yeah, well, here's who they say are the top five, by the way. The Steelers at number five, the New York Giants at four, Eagles at number three, the Patriots two, and the Dallas Cowboys at number one. Well, I mean, you got a cheerleader show about you. Woohoo.
Seriously, they're just posting about the cheerleaders. That doesn't count.
Exactly. People are quick to point out that teams like the Browns and Cleveland, that's a huge, loud fan base. They're 26th on this list.
Where's X Factor? Get him on the phone. I want to see how he feels about this.
Oh, I know. Exactly, right?
Come on.
That's a load of bullhooey. Well, there you go. They know nothing about us. Just, it should do nothing but fire us up for the season and make us even louder this year.
Come tell that to the 80,000 fans who are in negative 10-degree weather for 4 hours and loving every minute of it.
They said, by the way, that we were 29th last year. So they said that we had even dropped over the season. Really? We dropped over season that we went to the playoffs and played an amazing game against... if we saw these people, you'd want to smack them.
Stupid interwebs.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.